Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Woo! All right. We have Simpleway in the studio.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'm good. I just finished work like 2 hours ago. So.
Seriously? You finished work?
I finished work.
And now you're here.
I'm here.
Well, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, well, I reckon just introduce yourself real quick and then get into the first tune if you're ready.
For sure. What's up? My name is Simpiwe. I go by SR and Pofu. All things music and business related. Came through with some beats today. Little chill vibes. And yeah, I'm a producer, beat maker, living in Auckland for about 3 years. I'm looking to take over your sound waves anywhere possible, everywhere possible.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sweet.
What's this first tune called?
This first tune right here is, what I'll do is I'll play this intro. And it's called This Shit Right Here. It's you'll get it when you hear it. And then after that, directly after that, is a tune called Wonky, which is a little bit more of like a house vibe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excited.
Let's get it. Nigga.
Remember that shit I gave you last week, nigga? It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga. Nigga, it's nothing. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga.
This is that shit.
gosh.
Right, all right.
So how many songs is that?
That was three songs.
Three songs?
That was three songs. Yeah,
and they were songs. All DJ'd kind of live on air. Is that what you would
live
call it?
Yep.
So can you describe to listeners what this device is that you're using?
Sure. Right in front of me, I have an SP404 with a custom yellow plate on the top.
It looks cool.
And this is the 404 OG.
So what kind of does it do for you? Like, how do you program the different buttons to have different sounds or something?
Yeah, something like that. So like, it's a sampler. You know, some people can use it as a, you know, for DJ and just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make quite a lot of beats on it, but lately what I've been doing is just like, after I make a beat on my laptop, I'll put it onto the SP and kind of sequence it in a way that that I can perform it live,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So I just load a bunch of like single beats onto here,
mm-hmm.
and then just kind of free to just like go in between effects and in between the songs, kind of thing.
Cool. My favorite was like the glitchy kind of sound when you would turn the knob and it'd be like.
Yeah.
That was cool.
These are world renowned for that for doing that.
Dang. Okay. So how did you kind of get into music, even like at a young age? Were you making beats and stuff?
Oh man. I mean, I feel like I've always been surrounded by music, like good music. My dad and my brother were like huge inspirations for that.
Mm-hmm.
Always had like the like tapes and CDs and stuff like that in their cars, and just kind of always being in that music lover kind of zone until like, I don't know, maybe I was 9 or 10. I kind of just wanted to be like, you know, how do you actually make these beats? You know what I mean? Just I had Fruity Loops on my laptop for like a few years.
True, and Fruity Loops.
the way I actually started doing it was I would be in the corner of the lounge and like my mom would be asleep on the couch, and I'd have like you know the headphones, like the old headphones that like that are super thick that like can't really fit in your ear.
Oh yeah.
And they got like the mic on them. I like record like little beatbox loops, no metronome or anything, just beatbox loops, and I couldn't save them because I hadn't bought Fruity Loops or anything.
Oh
so.
Yeah! Oh my gosh!
Really just doing that all day.
That's hilarious. Yeah. What were kind of some of your musical influences then? Like, what was on the tapes that you guys were listening to?
Oh man, there was a whole. If we go to my dad, it was like a lot of Lauryn Hill and like Alicia Keys and like Amy Winehouse and DMX and Jay-Z, a really large range of Naughty by Nature and all kinds of people. My brother, he was he introduced me to like MF Doom, who's like definitely a massive musical influence for me.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of like hip hop stuff, really. Like I remember stealing like freaking 36 Chambers off his iPod, off his hard drive to put onto my iPod, and like the Quasimodo, like with Yes Sir or whatever, you know.
Heck
just
yeah.
All kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't want to out myself, but I was pirating heaps of music when in that age.
On, like, you had to.
With
had
your,
to.
My iPod Shuffle, yeah. I think. I was getting all of them.
I think in that time, we were like around 2008 to like 2011 or something. That was definitely like a big CD burning era in the Bofu household. I used to burn mad CDs for my dad for like road trips and stuff like that.
Oh, he always asked me. Little mix tapes.
I just make a little mix, you know, write on them. Like,
me too.
You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Simply was mix 01, like summer mix.
I think I like stole my mom's NSYNC album. I like took out like all of the like, what is it? Like decorations and stuff.
Yeah,
and then I made my own paper like album cover and was like, yo, this is my mixtape.
That's how it starts, hey. Like that's honestly how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you didn't do that, you know, coming up, then I don't know about you.
I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know what you was doing.
Yeah. Well, very cool. So do you also like do anything with lyrics, like rapping or anything?
I mean, I definitely came up rapping at first, just rapping on my beats. I do from time to time, every so often, but I've got so many people around me that are really great rappers that like, I mean, I'd be foolish not to, you know, not to share some of the beats around and stuff like
so
that.
So would you say you're more of a producer, like beat maker?
For sure, yeah.
100%. Oh, cool. What kind of artists have you worked with before? Do you like guys release stuff as well?
Yeah. So it's really mostly my friends so far. I'm part of a collective called Ill Foundation.
There's so many cool collectors
around. There's a lot. You really just gotta go searching for them. But it's comprised of three rappers and three producers.
Yeah.
So that's the producers are me, EG, and NWAC. And the rappers are Sinju, Benjamin, and Times. And everybody in that whole clique is really ill. They're really sick. Everyone's really good, yeah.
That's so cool.
But yeah, mostly I've released stuff with them, and yeah.
So when you collaborate with other people, are you making the beats and showing that to them, or do you kind of sit in the same room and make beats together, or like kind of craft the whole thing? Like, how does go?
It's really a mix of both, because I always have a bunch of beats, of course, to show. But so sometimes it is nice to just like be in the studio and make a fresh beat while someone is you know constructing a verse right behind me, like as it's kind of building. A lot of the tracks that we've done in that format, they end up really cool, because it's like you're building you know something together.
Yeah,
even if you're not directly communicating, it's you're really communicating through sound, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, one question I've liked to ask my artists that come on here: what advice would you give to up-and-coming, like, aspiring producers and beat makers to, like, start on their journeys? Just any advice that you've learned on the way, like, you know?
I'd say, well, if you're starting your journey, the most important thing is to do it, you know? Put as much time as you can into it, because, man, if I hadn't spent so many years in my bedroom missing out on all kinds of events and stuff like that, then who knows where I'd be right now, you know what I'm saying? I think that's like that's a real important thing, especially like when you're young. Of course you want to be out and having fun and stuff like that, but like if you have a goal, if you have a passion, you know, that drive will be enough to say, nah, you know, I might just chill this weekend and just stay locked in and, you know, and try and perfect this craft. I think the 10,000 hour rule is like that. I don't know, that's something that's maybe cliche or whatever, but it rings true every time, you know, 10,000 hours, 10,000 hours.
Yeah. That's actually really good advice. I haven't thought about that before, because I've mostly talked about like kind of mental blocks and hurdles that you can overcome. Like, especially at the beginning of your journey, obviously you're not going to be that good. Like, you got to practice.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to make the worst stuff ever when you start.
For sure.
You know, like, this is guaranteed.
But then the only way you can get better, I think that's a good point. Like, you have to be able to say no to things. What is it? It's something like if you close like one door, you're
opening another.
Yeah, you're opening another, and like,
honestly, that's so true.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
You got it.
There's been countless moments in my life where I've chosen not to go to something, and then I end up making the sickest beat that I've ever made in my life. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then I sit there at the end and I'm like, yo, I wouldn't have made that if I'd gone. So
for sure,
it's stuff like that that keeps me going, to be honest.
And like, so would you say, like, what are some key moments maybe within your career so far that have been, like, pivotal in you getting to where you are now?
Ooh, some key moments. I would say one of the key moments was when I was, what was I, 16, 17. My older brother, Vu, he got me a machine. Got me a machine micro. That was the first beat pad kind of thing that I had. That definitely changed my trajectory of, like, you know, of my producing. I was definitely going really, really hard on that. Another one would be probably, I moved to Auckland and I went to Mains Institute.
Oh, yeah.
And that was cool. But the connections that I made there were really like super, super vital to me still to this day. Like, I still kick it with the same
with
the same people that I associated with around then.
For sure. Yeah, I think there's something to, like, going to a school and, like, pursuing music. Because some people say, obviously, you don't have to.
Yeah, for
obviously,
sure.
You could without it. But I think it is integral. At least part of my journey was also, it was really helped. And, like, I grew a lot of confidence, like, being around other musicians and, like, being able to work together.
Yeah.
And even finding out what I'm not good at and what I want to, like, pursue instead.
Yeah,
you know.
100.
But yeah, we actually might have time for one more tune.
Oh, hell
if you
yeah.
You got another another
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm down.
Heck yeah. Well, with all of that, what is this tune called?
That's the funny thing is that I've actually got two in my head that I'm like, damn, which one should I play?
So, okay, we'll give you a second.
Yeah, give me a second. Okay,
No pressure.
Are we feeling kind of like, I don't know, can I ask you, like,
yeah.
Are we feeling like more like sampling like hip hop stuff? Are we feeling a bit more like experimentally, like,
ooh, experimentally,
bit ambient?
Yeah, let's go for ambient. Atmospheric. Cool.
That's a really good choice. Okay, so this song that I'm about to play is called The Experience. This is off my beat tape. Damn, what's that actually called? I'm sorry, I actually released a lot of beat tapes, so you can't blame me for that.
Yeah, you gotta plug it at the end.
Yeah, I'll plug it. All right, so let's get it. Yeah.
That was so cool.
Thank you.
Got the glitchy bit again.
Yeah. I had to pull it out. You said you liked it, so I was like, you know, let me keep doing it.
Heck yeah. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
This has been Simpy Way, and how can everyone follow you on social media?
Okay, so you can find me on your preferred digital streaming platform at SR. Space Mpofu, all caps, that's SRMPOFU. You can check me out on Instagram. My name is Slim Piwe, that's Sim Piwe with L, SLIMPHIWE. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, do you have anything out on like Spotify or anything?
Yeah. So this is a really great reason to just happen with me, because when you listen to me, like, you're guaranteed results pretty much. You know, a lot of artists, they give you empty promises and stuff like that, but I'm not an empty promiser. I'm releasing a beat tape every single month this year, and I'm going to build up to a really sick album at the end of the year. But so far I'm up to number 5.
That's amazing.
And, thank you. We're at the 6th month, so the 6th one is coming out in the next couple of weeks. I usually do it around like the end of the month kind of thing, but yeah, definitely be on the lookout for that. I got lots of stuff on Bandcamp. I'm selling a CD soon.
Ooh.
I'll be putting up some posts and advertisements and
on
stuff like that.
On the Instagrams?
Yeah, on the Instagrams.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, sweet. Yeah, you can check me out on all those things. And yeah, thanks for listening.
All good. Well, this has been a beautiful time. Thanks for coming in again. And yeah, this has been...
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.